2 Corinthians, chapter 2. But I determined this in myself, that I would not come again to bring you sorrow. For if I make you sorry, who then is he who makes me glad, but he who is made sorry by me? And I wrote to you about this very thing, unless perhaps when I came I would be distressed by those with whom I ought to rejoice. But I had confidence in you all, that you would all share my joy. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears, not that you would be made sorrowful, but that you might know the abundance of love which I have for you. But if anyone has caused sorrow, he hasn't grieved me so much as all of you, not to press the point too much. The punishment of such a one by the majority is sufficient. Therefore, taking the other side, now you should instead forgive him and comfort him, unless by any means such a one would be consumed with too much grief. Therefore, I appeal to you to confirm your love for him, for I also wrote for this purpose, so that I might test you to see whether or not you are obedient to God in all things. But to whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven it in the presence of the Anointed One for your sakes, so that Satan might not gain any advantage over us, for we are not ignorant of his strategies. Now when I came to Troas, on behalf of the good news concerning the Anointed One, a door was opened to me by the Lord, but I had no peace in my spirit, because I couldn't find Titus, my brother. So saying my goodbyes to them, I went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in a triumphal procession in the Anointed One, and makes manifest through us the sweet aroma of his knowledge in every place. For through the Anointed One, we are a sweet aroma of God, both to those who are being saved and to those who are perishing. To the one, the aroma is coming from our death with the Anointed One, pointing to their death. To the other, it is an aroma which comes from more and more of God's own life in us, and who is adequate for such wonderful things. For we are not like so many others, turning the Word of God into a money-making business, but instead, having no ulterior motives, we speak from God, in the Anointed One, God Himself being our witness. This is the end of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.